done a terrific job with that team.
Tip-off tonight set for 7:30. You can see it on Channel 21. Afterwards, check out the Mavs post-game show with Ben and Skin here on the Ticket. LeBron James back on the court for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He missed two games because of a sprained ankle, but he was in the starting lineup this evening when the Cavs opened their road game against the Orlando Magic. NHL and the Players Association plan to meet tomorrow with league representatives expected to make a final offer that will include a salary cap system. Lockout now in its 140th day, time running out to reach a deal and prevent the NHL from becoming the first major North American sports league to lose an entire season to a labor dispute. That is the Ticket Ticker, a service of Pearle Vision. Right now at Pearle Vision, buy one pair of glasses and get a free pair valued up to $200 for you or anyone in your family. Valid at participating locations. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our next ticker at 7:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Hardline 3 to 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket team is getting you jacked up for Super Bowl 39. Live from Jacksonville all week long. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Day two here in Jacksonville is wrapping up. We will be back tomorrow beginning at 5:30 in the morning with the Dunham and Miller Show and go on throughout the day tomorrow with more from Super Bowl 39 here in Jacksonville as we get closer and closer to the big game on Sunday. Big Dick Hunter is standing by now.
Yes, hello, Modified Hardline.
Greetings.
Now that all of the Ticket shows have broadcast from the Super Bowl today, I've got to head over to Hooters. I'll be over there with Coach McClay. We're going to do Desperados Talk, our Tuesday 8 o'clock hour with Will. And then after that, we still have some X Games stuff left over. You know, I was listening to Bob and Dan talk about that dinner you guys went on last night.
Yep.
My guess is I might have turned in a four-day road trip and done a broadcast for less than that bill was. Because I know what my budget was to get this trip done, and I'll bet it was less than what the tab was that somebody signed off on. Did you see it, Reiner?
No, I didn't see it. I don't worry about those things.
Yeah.
You're probably right, though. Were you on a budget of about $500?
Something like that. I mean, you know, I don't want to be a drain on Aesop or anything.
No.
Right?
I don't blame you.
Hey, you know what creeped me out the most about the Lawrence Welk show that I didn't hear you guys mention?
What?
Was Bobby and Sissy. Remember when they would come waltzing out?
No, see, I didn't watch it.
All right.
The show just... do you agree with my assessment, though?
Well,
I'm not bagging on it. It's just...
Okay, here's the thing. I like big bands, but I didn't like the Lawrence Welk style of big band. To me, that's sort of like saying you like rock and roll, so you bought Pat Boone records. I like the genre, but I didn't necessarily like what they did with it. But
right.
Do you remember Bobby and Sissy Rhines?
Not sure.
Okay, Bobby is the guy that was the original Mouseketeer, and then he grew up to look exactly like Stephen Jones, and then he would come waltzing out. They always dance. That was their bit. And Lawrence Welk would go, and now here's a Bobby and a Sissy. Mm-hmm. And they would come out waltzing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big player in my grandparents' house, too. But they always had those perma smiles plastered on their face.
Fake. They were miserable.
That creeped me out. That always really bothered me. Give me nightmares sometimes.
Well, welcome home, Richard.
Hey, thanks. Good to be back. We'll be glad to be at Hooters tonight.
All right, practice inclusion.
I will.
That is Big Dick Hunter. He'll be up in just a little bit. 2-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by Southern Lexus and Corporate Tradition Menswear. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words
watery, farting, diarrhea.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Watery, farting, diarrhea. Channel 8's Brett Schiff and George Dunham.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Watery, farting, diarrhea. Yeah, this is Greg. I'm sitting here watching y'all on the webcam, and Rhines and Craig and Corby, and maybe it's the Vacadin talking, but Reiner, you're so pretty.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Watery, thumping diarrhea. Corby believes that Shaq would not be near as dominant if he's only 5'2", that the team that scores the most points has the best chance to win the Super Bowl, and that Green Day's album would have stuck if they would have done Bee Gees covers.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Party diarrhea. It's always worse with pop.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Watery, farting diarrhea. And Corby, the only way you're going to get that money out of Mike is if when he says he's going to get on it, that means whenever he gets around to putting it in his will, because when he kills over, that's...
God.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Watering, pottering, diarrhea.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Watering, pottering, diarrhea.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
Watering, pottering, diarrhea.
Well, I hope this doesn't kind of shock anyone, but we're done. Thanks to the skydiving chief. Thanks to Adam Schefter. Thanks to Hollis Thomas. Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Justin Neely, Barb Smith, and On the Road Ken on the riding lawnmower. Thank you guys on the phones for invading our, for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. The top 10 comes up next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We will return tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Everyone enjoy the Lemon Pipers. And until tomorrow, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming and we'll see you.
Frito's Vibrator?
Waka!
This is The Ticket.